My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
716 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. The Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further with Vancouver 4 than you should write before, during, after the sale. I love coming in with this Sugar Diaz music because we're actually going to talk about the Mets. And, you know, you call me 6 months ago and asked me if I'm going to be talking about the Mets in October. And the answer is, boy, oh, baby, the answer is absolutely not. I mean, do we need a waste segment and talk about how much money they're going to spend next year on a bunch of guys that aren't very good and still not be very good? Boy, am I wrong.
Weren't they 11 games under 500 at one point this season?
This team looks so for dead.
Yeah. Like, Francisco Lindor to start the year, he's been amazing, but he was hitting, like, .190 for April.
And what's hilarious is I love that you mentioned Frankie, because I think Frankie is the catapult. Yep. I know the look is polar bear. You know, that's kind of the idea, is that Pete Alonso is the big dude. But when Frankie got traded from Cleveland to New York and signed that massive deal, honestly, he's been a disappointment. He had a pretty good season last year, like especially to the end of the year. Then this year he blew the doors off. You're like, okay, thank God. I don't want to pay a guy $32 million to bat 190. And Frankie has been absolutely fantastic. But, you know, I kind of alluded to this, and we'll get to it when we get to the Dodgers and the Yankees. This team to me is just, when I see them, they are not good. This Mets team is not good, okay? It's Frankie Lindor. Pete Alonso's got a big bop, but isn't always consistent, you know, struggled down the stretch. Brandon Nimmo, I think, is a good player, but probably overpaid. And this pitching staff is pretty meh, and the bullpen is pretty bad. Yet here we are. There's something about this team, this grimace team, this everyone thinks we suck attitude. You know, is Carlos Mendoza a good manager? I have no idea. Is Luis Severino a good starter? I have no idea. Is Pete Alonso worth the $30 million he's going to try to get in the offseason? I don't think so. I saw this funny stat, though. Pete Alonso, of his 40-ish, whatever he finished with, number of home runs on the season, only two were opposite field. He's got two home runs in the postseason right now, and both are opposite field. And one was the best moment of the playoffs so far, right? Is Pete Alonso hitting that baseball against the Brewers the best moment in the postseason so far?
Close. I mean, I don't know. Tatis's home run in the wild card round was pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If the Dodgers win tonight, I think Teoscar's grand slam could end up being a pretty huge one.
Yeah, it is a big one, especially because you're down. But there's something about this Mets team. And look, I have the Phillies as the best team in the National League. I think they're the best 1-9 batting lineup. I think they have the two best starters of anybody in the playoffs right now, because like Tark Skubal's on Detroit, but then who? You know, Tanner Bibee's on Cleveland, but then who? Gerrit Cole, and then who? You know, there's not a lot of teams in this year's playoffs that have studs 1 and 2, and that's the Phillies to me. I think their bullpen is really solid and all that, etc. But it's almost like Philly walked into this series thinking these Mets, these guys are losers, nobody cares, and they're caught with their pants down.
I'm a little confused as to, like, I don't know. I feel like Philly's lineup is full of stars, and then the Mets is kind of just full of, like, a different combination of guys that have been there before, but then, you know, a couple of young guys that maybe have played well at different parts of the season that they're just throwing out, and it's, like, working at the perfect time. I mean, what? Look at Acuña's younger brother, Luis Angel Acuña, mm-hmm. like, hit 300 the last month of the year, the last 2-3 weeks of the season, and then he's still on the playoff roster.
I mean, Texas threw him away to the Mets because they knew they didn't have to pay for Scherzer or DeGrom, whichever, I think it was the Scherzer trade. They were like, oh yeah, we don't care. Yeah, you can have this guy. We were about to cut him, so good luck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, but I mean, then him along with like the midseason acquisition of Jesse Winker at the deadline. Starling Marte has been around forever. He's been there before. He hasn't had a great season, but he hasn't had a bad season.
And he's batting seventh.
Exactly.
Like Starling Marte 3-4 years ago was batting 3 or 4.
And they've got defensive replacements. Like, I love how this is something that Yankees teams back in, like, you know, like their 3-4 World Series runs in the 90s, early 2000s did. They had defensive replacements, like, late in the game. And Iglesias coming in, like, to play short or moving over to third. Bader, after he pinch runs, going to center field. It just tells me that the Mets have more players than they know what to do with. And batting-wise, along with one of the best closers in baseball, Edwin Diaz, and then a ragtag group of pitchers. I mean, he's not like old man Sean Manaea, but he's kind of getting there. It feels like he's been in the bigs forever, and then all of a sudden you get a 7-inning almost shutout performance from a guy. The run basically was just the last hitter that he let on that didn't end up mattering. Like, you get performances from guys like that that you just didn't expect earlier in the season. Steve Cohen doesn't have to go pay $40, $45 million for Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer to get these performances that he was looking for. Seriously, this right. is what he was paying those guys for, but you're getting them from has-beens or decent to good major league players all at the right time. And to cap it, two things for you, Patrick. Their coaching staff. I don't know about Mendoza because I don't know much about him. I don't really have much faith in him personally, but two guys on his staff, John Gibbons, former Toronto Blue Jays manager.
I know Gibbons.
I love that guy. He is a gritty MF-er, and he's got like that Dan Jennings attitude that I would just run through a wall for if he were one of my coaches. And then one of their hitting coaches, former Oakland A, Eric Chavez.
Ooh.
One of the best hitters in baseball history. He's one of the best third basemen in baseball
history. He was
history.
The start of that Oakland third baseman run.
Yes,
that they
exactly. And he's one of the nicest guys in baseball history.
See him on MLB Network all the time. Seems like a good dude.
And so you know that means he can communicate what his hitting skills are very well, and people are going to listen to him. Players are willing to buy into what they're selling. So it sounds like the Mets, as an organization, they don't need like the best player in baseball at every position because they've got the right vibe in the clubhouse. And I don't know if Cohen stumbled upon it or if Mendoza built the right staff and then brought in the perfect players to kind of make that magic happen. But that's kind of, it's like that magic and the feeling of the organization just all coming into the right place at the right time.
I love that you mentioned the late 90s, early 2000 Yankees, because I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and we were talking about, you remember when baseball, there was always guys. They weren't superstars, but they were guys. You know, they batted 270, played really solid defense.
Yep.
Kind of batted, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th in the lineup. They weren't flashy, but they were good. Guys like Scott Brosius.
Ah, yes.
Guys like Paul O'Neill. You know, Bernie is teetering a star versus one of these guys. But the Yankees had those guys.
Like a Stan Javier, like an Ed Sprague.
Like just solid baseball players. And I think that's what we're seeing now is that the Mets have those. And they do rely a lot on Frankie, Nimmo, and Alonso. They do rely a lot on that, which is ultimately why I don't think they'll win the World Series. But right now, That's what they have going for them, is they are a collection, to your point, Schulze, they are a collection of baseball players. Look at their starters, Sean Manaea, Luis Severino. It's a bunch of guys, you know, Robertson, that kid Robertson who's been pitching, been starting for them. They're a bunch of guys that you would love to trade at the deadline for to bolster your staff.
Well, and then look at
these guys are being relied on.
Look at their bullpen, too. Diaz, obviously, a saves leader with the Mariners a few years ago, still one of the most elite closers in the game. Ryan Stanek, who was...
Stanek's been pitching well.
Yeah.
And very well.
Mariners gave him away, and he was with the Astros during multiple World Series runs. That's a guy you need in your bullpen. He's been there before, and he sacks up, ready to pitch in whatever situation. And then Adam Ottavino. You talk about guys that you want to acquire at the deadline. That's someone when the Mariners were looking for pitching help. I wish that the Mets were just, like, terrible, and they were just selling all season, because anyone, we'd love to have the O.
I'm going to be telling my children about a man named, speaking of O, about a man named Octavio Dotel.
Yes! Okay,
Octavio Dotel, LaTroy Hawkins, these relievers that pitch for damn near everyone.
Johnny Peralta.
These guys pitched for everyone.
Yeah, 20
they
teams.
Were always there in the playoffs. They might have been on a bad team. They might have been on a good team. It didn't matter. They were always there, acquired at the deadline. They were like, I'm going to go sign with the White Sox because I'm going to get traded in July. And I'll just suck it out for a little bit, and then I'll get traded. And I think a lot of those guys, especially a Ryan Stanek, is one of those dudes. Adam Ottavino is that guy. So this team is interesting. There's a lot of fun behind it. I know the national media wants the Mets to be good because it's New York, et cetera, et cetera. But we've said on the show for months that this team's not very good. But when their back's been up against the wall, they have performed. They have shown up. They have done the only thing you can do. The only thing you can do is play the game in front of you. And the Mets have done that. I think the Brewers are a better team. I think the Phillies are a better team. And the Brewers are at home, and the Phillies are wondering if they're next. They lose tomorrow. They're gone.
Yeah. I mean, if you capitalize on the right opportunities at the right time, that's kind of the beautiful thing about baseball, especially in the postseason. It's chaos, right? The Mets, comeback win. Oh, big, huge slamming win. Like, they're literally on the precipice now. And I mean... I hate to say it as a Pacific Northwest guy, but I wouldn't mind seeing a Subway Series World Series. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com